producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A bit last hour. We are taking tons of your calls. This hour, Clive and Bundy's coming up. A ton of financial news. Also, some Bay Area residents reported mysterious flashes in the sky during Napa quake. That's a well-known static electricity discharge when you've got massive mega billions of pounds or trillions of pounds of rock moving and all that static electricity. Of course, you're going to see those type of disturbances in the atmosphere. But let's go to Tim in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. The reported accidental shooting of a range instructor outside Las Vegas this morning. Supposedly, a 9-year-old girl was firing a Uzi full auto. The recoil got away from her, and she accidentally shot the instructor.
Yeah, that's real popular in Vegas. They got a bunch of those places where you can go shoot full auto, and I just don't think it would be wise to give a child something like that because it's like giving a woman there's a man who's ever shot a 12-gauge shotgun and they think you lightly hold it. All you do is pull it into your shoulder, pull the trigger. But people that don't know, that's going to happen, though. Guns are one of the least dangerous things statistically out there. And so we shouldn't be blamed because somebody got killed and made a mistake. Go ahead.
I got Alex, wasn't this exactly the same thing that happened about 10 years ago? Is this a replay on the news or is it an actual new event?
You know, I don't remember. Are you saying you remember this happening before?
Yes, sir, about 8 or 10 years ago. It was a child involved firing a full auto Uzi that accidentally shot the instructor from the recoil.
Well, stupidity does multiply itself, but it could be a staged event. And look, all we know is the official Sandy Hook story is a fraud. All we know is the official Aurora story is a fraud. It is a fraud. I don't want to go over the 2 hours of evidence, but anybody that looks at it knows that it is a fairy tale. We don't know exactly what's going on. We just know it's a fairy tale. But I'm not aware of... we should look into that. Can somebody send it to showtips@infowars.com? Where do you remember hearing the story before?
It was on regular news and shortwave 8 or 10 years ago, maybe. Perhaps. I don't have internet or anything, but I'll let you guys look into it. And thank you, sir. I appreciate you. First time caller.
Well, thank you, brother. Yes, we have video of that. We're going to be playing it. I spoke of this earlier. I think I should just play it now. Governor Jerry Brown to Mexican illegals, you're all welcome in California. He's welcoming anybody that wants to come in to free health care, have your baby for free, and welcoming you to everybody else's bank account. And welcoming you to be given a driver's license so you can then vote to take everybody's guns. Man, I tell you, if these people were libertarians, it would still be a problem because it breaks the law, but literally being inducted onto welfare as a supplemental to their jobs. Incredible. Here's Jerry Brown.
It wasn't very long ago that the governor of California was outlawing driver's licenses for people who are undocumented from Mexico. That's not the law anymore.
See, there
he
goes.
A car or a truck, it takes you 2 or 3 hours to get across. So we can change that. And we are going to work on a plan so that you can go from Tijuana or Mexico to California in 20 minutes. That's what I want to do.
Totally opening the border.
With full respect to the sovereignty of the United States.
Oh, yeah, with full respect, this is the end. And I want to explain when we come back. First, I'll go to calls. In fact, I'll do it at the start of the next hour. Start of the next hour, I'm going to get into existential envy, and I'm going to get into what this is really all about. I mean, I want to boil it down. It's North American Union. These decisions were made. The supercontinent, this is it. And it means destabilization. We'll be back with Tony Then we'll go to Michael and Jay and Jim and everybody else. Stay with us. We'll be back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to play the clip again coming up. Jerry Brown says, hey, you're illegal. You're welcome to California. We're going to give you a driver's license. You're going to be able to vote. Everything. It is open treason against this country. Cliven Bundy, we haven't talked to him in months from the Bundy Ranch standoff. We're going to get an update from him at the bottom of the hour. Your call's coming up momentarily. New story up on Infowars.com. VA training guide compares veterans to Oscar the Grouch. Internal materials give impression veterans are dangerous. Yeah, and the article goes on. We have all the public documents where under Obama, Homeland Security trains to fight number one returning veterans, number two veterans, number three libertarians, number four conservatives, number five constitutionalists, and number six Christians. That's official. Remember a few months ago, Fort Hood Manual says founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Troops told they'll be court-martialed if they join a evangelical church or the Tea Party. Fox News picked that up after we broke it. You know who gave it to us? They told me they don't even care. You know who gave us that information? Folks in Army Psychological Operations are so upset right now. See, you can go too far with people. Our military, on average, are some of the best folks out there. It's just true. I mean, at least they live in the real world. They're not like the average people that don't face any danger and, you know, live in la-la land and have no idea what's happening. They're told George Washington is bad. Think that woke them up? What are they fighting for if you don't have any freedom of association? This is so crazy, but that's coming up. The Department of Transportation proposes mandating cars, broadcast location, direction, speed for, of course, taxation. That's CNS News. I told you that was coming because they were public about it 20 years ago. They said in the future, we're going to put boxes on all the cars and tax you by the mile. I remember even going on Coast to Coast AM about that like in 2003, and people couldn't believe me. It's real. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to take a lot of them now. Tony, we're going to you first, then Jay, then Jim, then Matthew, then Michael, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Tony in Michigan, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, a pleasure to speak with you. Maybe you mentioned it already and I just missed it, but what were your thoughts on the Foley video? To me, it was obviously fake, but I just wondered what you thought about it.
The expert that advises the British government came out 3 days ago in the London Telegraph, on Monday, and Watson was on the show and covered it with David Knight, and said it is undoubtedly fake and that it's even been manipulated in the video. Not photoshopping, but it's been... I mean, look, they brought John Wayne back to pitch products. They brought Elvis back. It's just like The Running Man, where they shut up Ben Richards in that Stephen King novel that the film's based on. When he refuses to kill the crowd, they kill the crowd and blame him. The underwear bomber video was completely fake, where it shows him with a black hood over his head. This looked like it was shot by Steven Spielberg. It was so cinematic. But ISIS really does cut heads off. Now they're saying it's at least a year old. It could be real. They could have just taken it and souped it up. See, sometimes it's not that something's completely fake. It's that it's been doctored. And then people think the whole thing's fake. I mean, we take HD video we shoot if we have time, and we'll mess with the color and stuff to make it more clear. Well, people can then go in and see that filter is over our video and say, oh, it must be green screened or something, when we've never faked anything unless it's openly a joke. We've done some joke videos. And I've quit doing a lot of those because people then conflate it with our real videos. But who knows? I mean, why do you think it's fake?
Well, like you said, the quality of it, it looked script. They didn't show the whole process. I mean, did this guy even exist?
Well, that's the main video that they put out on the web. They've been censoring the sites that have the full thing. I've watched the full thing, and they're squealing and blood spraying, and I've seen a lot of these beheadings. Obviously, everybody has if you cover the news. I've seen them chop little kids' heads off. Of course, they don't put that on the news, but I've seen it. And I've also seen Iraqi children bombed by our bombs with their lower mandibles blown off, with the tongue wagging, and literally become violently angry for 2 or 3 days. I mean, I don't mean I'm actually violent, but in fact, a few times I've been up there totally exhausted at like midnight working on a film or something, and see some video like that. I'm not exhausted anymore. It's just war, period, is just so evil. And now we have a government that pushes it preemptively and funds al-Qaeda and then uses al-Qaeda as the pretext to invade the Middle East again. It is just a very wicked policy. Anything else, Tony?
No, that was it. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, Watson was on for 30 minutes Monday, if you missed it, and covered the London Telegraph and others reported on that days after Watson said it was fake. I'll tell you what else is fake. Adam Gadon, the former... the grandson of the former head of the ADL, who was arrested repeatedly beating up Muslims outside mosques. He hated them so much. He then decided to join al-Qaeda and become their number two commander worldwide. That's how fake al-Qaeda is. They have real jihadis under them, but they're literally Western government run. Jerusalem Post headline, Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups. And then every time Israel didn't want a peace deal, they'd blow something up. I'm not even demonizing Israel. All these major governments do it. The average Israeli's not involved. They're real terrorists. Israel's fighting. But governments do this. And that's in the Jerusalem Post. That's in UPI. That's in Haaretz. Israel-created fake al-Qaeda group. Staged bombings. That's the exact headline. That's a UPI headline I just gave you from 2003. Look it up. Now, what am I getting at here? Governments, period, are manipulated by the globalists in a standard corporate worldwide fascist plan. Oligarchical, how do you pronounce it? Oligarchical. I've been having trouble with that word. Oligarchical collectivism, where they're oligarchs and royal and palaces with jet copters and unlimited wealth, but you're a communist or a socialist living in a slave pit. And they dance around calling it liberal all day. That's the plan. And the public's so dumbed down in the slave pit in cardboard boxes, they just know the helicopters fly over and dump food out once a month. So they're like, I love Obama. That's why they want the third world collapsing into us. It's a total plan. It's working beautifully. Are we smart enough to realize the plan and do something about it? Jay in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Alex. I've been listening to you for about 6 years. I am in law enforcement. Don't really want to get into what branch. I think a lot of what's going on here and a lot of, I guess, in total, what's happening to our country and around the world basically is going to continue until somehow somebody comes up with some type of communication device that can't be tracked by the same people listening to our conversation right here and right now. With all the things that are taking place here, it's very hard to fight tyranny when you can't communicate freely without someone else listening to everything you do or watch everything.
That's right. The globalists at the top that are less than 1% of the government and the corporations, nevertheless in control, have a panopticonic total surveillance view. The way to beat that is either a separate communication system, but then they would discover that and track it. The way to beat it is a swarm effect where everybody starts doing little things every day. Everybody starts telling the truth. Everybody starts making a stand, and then everybody steps forward. It's kind of like the movie scene we've all seen. It's based on a lot of true things. They draw the line in the sand, and they say, who's going to step forward? And one guy finally steps forward, and then two, and then five, and then ten. And then suddenly everybody steps across. That's what the system is afraid of. And that's what's been holding back their New World Order, is good people in federal and state and local government. That's why the globalists want to go to pure corporate government, where they are just completely above the law. That's why they want to go to paramilitary police wearing masks so they can bring in mercenaries like was done up in Missouri. Go ahead. Other points about what you see happening in the world.
Well, I just think people need to understand that people in law enforcement are very aware of what's taking place in this country. We have lemmings in our profession like everybody else. But for the most part, people are very awake to what's happening here. It's kind of hard not to see it after IRS and NSA and everything else has been uncovered that was conspiracy even 3 years ago. But there are a lot of good people out here. They're awake. They know what's going on. And we took an oath. I mean, it's that simple. And there's many of us that are not going to go away from that oath. And it really doesn't matter what happens. We're not going to go away from the oath we took, period. So I just want people to understand that there are good people in law enforcement.
I know that, the vast majority. And that's why, as I've gotten more sophisticated the last 10 years, I've stated that because in my experience, I figured out the media is showing all the bad examples on purpose so that, and they are egregious, so they can create that separation. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to tell the police something, and I know you're smart, you understand this, especially if you're not a greenhorn. Do you think if Homeland Security under the globalist, under Obama, says veterans are the number one terror threat, who do you think they're not putting on that list? Who's just like the veterans? In fact, who is mainly veterans? Imagine the Jeopardy music's playing in the background. Do-do-do-do-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Cops. They're afraid of anybody that's masculine. Or anybody that's willing to engage, anybody who's not a coward, anybody who's not naive, anybody that's red-blooded. That's why they want the general public domesticated. They only want to use the warrior class long enough to take over, and they're going to replace everybody with combat robots, which is now happening. So that's it. This is the main fight for humanity happening right now, and it's real. I bet you were listening 6 years ago, buddy, and thought I was nuts. Not too nuts now. It's the world that's crazy. More calls coming up.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We have a lot of new affiliates across the country, like Oklahoma City. You'll hear stuff on this show that sounds completely nuts. And I do deliver it kind of in a crazy way sometimes because I'm freaked out about all this. I cover stuff too much. I work too much. I've been doing this 19 years, and quite frankly, it's gotten to me. So I've gotten kind of cynical and nasty about it all. But I'm not cynical in my heart. I will act cynical on air, and I've kind of psychoanalyzed it. It's because it hurts me. And only having gallows humor makes me feel better. Because I get mad about the evil. I get upset about the attempt to corrupt our civilization by design to make us weak. And then I read all these globalist documents that we've covered on air where they admit they're trying to make us dumb down and weak. Society has enough problems without trying to screw everybody over. And we're converting to a civilization based on fraud, not based on productivity. Sciences of scams, sciences of deception. That's the point we've gotten to. And nobody's perfect. Also, the public has had it easy so long comparatively, where our ancestors would starve to death if they made mistakes, that statistics, I'm going to cover this later, do show we're getting dumber. Just like the movie Idiocracy with a guy who's got 185 IQ, Mike Judge. That guy's a rocket scientist. He designed a lot of the F-18. He also wrote that movie about people who are getting stupider and stupider. And that's basically what's happened now. And then that kind of goes towards the globalist statement that, well, see, the public's dumbed down, get rid of them. But you're trying to dumb them down even more. You're not trying to reverse any of it. And the answer is, well, that wouldn't help them anyways. Okay, well, here's the deal. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want fluoride in my water. The Harvard study says it gives me brain damage, gives me cancer. I don't want your forced medication. I'm free. I don't want open borders. I don't want to pay for all the illegals. Leave me alone. I don't want my kids forcibly inoculated. Well, why? Well, because governments have a history of secret testing and putting stuff in them, and there's a lot of evidence that vaccines are giving people autism and brain damage, and the inserts say that. So, I don't trust you, and here's why. We're going to go to Jim in Florida, and Matthew, and Michael, and Bob, and Phil, and others. Clive and Bunny's going to pop in with an update here in a moment. Please don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Super high quality, non-GMO sortable foods. Just wonderful customer service, 866-229-0927. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, and they'll tell you about the day's specials or month specials. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Food independence has never been more important than these unstable times. And if we right the ship and it's not needed, great. But government and corporations are digging in like we're about to go to Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Who runs Thunderdome? Master Blaster runs Thunderdome. Who runs the world? Goldman Sachs runs the world. And by calling them out, it's the beginning of the end of their banking dictatorship. Bunch of narcotics, money laundering, New World Order, stock market fixing, globalist trash. I see them. I know what they've done, and I'm not their slave, and I'm declaring it. That's the beginning of the end of the New World Order. When you recognize it, 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care what Obama says, and I know tyranny when I see it, and I'm not going along with it. I'm angry. I'm alive. I'm awake. You want to call that weird? You're the weirdos that want to go along with it. Jim in Florida, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a suggested mission that I'd like to propose to you.
Okay.
And that would be to call John McAfee to see if he had volunteered to retrieve the missing IRS emails, which are, quote, too onerous a task, unquote, for the IRS programmers. I mean, after all,
By the way, we know their systems were on cloud backups by law. They have to keep the records for 10 years. We have to keep them for 7. We all know where it's at and the corporation. They're just stonewalling Congress. But, yeah, McAfee should come out and point out how it's a fraud because he's well known. Let's get him on. That's a good idea. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing, Alex, is the last time he was on, he volunteered for free to fix Obamacare, that website, that horrible debacle of a website. And that would be an enormous task. I mean, this thing would be a piece of cake for McAfee to take care of, to find those emails. And if he came on air and publicly and said, look, I'll find them for you, for nothing.
That's a genius idea. Bottom line, it'd be a great stunt to point out that they're hidden in plain view. In fact, we should do a report, because I've read all the articles. It's admitted in the news. They know right where it's all at. They're destroying Blackberries. There's copies of the hard drives. Sorry, guys, it's on an email server. The email's not kept on the hard drive. It's on a government-contracted email server, saved for 10 years by federal law.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Brew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We'll be getting to you after our guest leaves us. We'll have open phones throughout the entire next hour and a ton of news as well. Coming up, Governor Jerry Brown announces collapse of California and ultimately the U.S. into the North American Union. He says it's our job to pay for anybody that can get here as long as they vote to confiscate the firearms. The Department of Transportation is proposing federal law mandating cars broadcast location, direction, and speed at all times to ticket you and track you and fine you and fee you. This is beyond NSA spying, just in your face. That's CNS News. Also, New York risks return to bad old days as crime explodes, even though they've got a police state in place. VA training guide compares veterans to Oscar the Grouch. That's up on InfoWars.com. Also, a new satanic mass is coming to a city near you. IMF chief has been indicted. We'll also get into some very important news dealing with the IRS targeting of political groups. All that and more is coming up today. A lot of breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Council on Foreign Relations says U.S. Need not recognize Syrian sovereignty in ISIS attacks. So al-Qaeda's been attacking the Syrian government. Our government's been funding them. Now they claim they want to bomb inside Syria so they can go after ISIS that they helped create. Amazing. So that's some of the news up on Infowars.com. FEMA building pricey domes. You know, that's a good article, but it should be FEMA building emergency management centers or emergency reestablishment centers, as they call them, for collapse. I mean, that's what this is. FEMA building pricey domes for your safety, close quote, for you to basically permanently live in. They collapse everything, and then you go live in the government plastic dome. Doesn't it sound wonderful? Sounds like the Zeitgeist movie. The government devalues the money, destroys the country, and we all go to re-education camps like the great leap forward of the Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong. But joining us is Cliven Bundy. Haven't had him on in a few months since the historic standoff with the feds where Cliven's family led more than 1,000 men, women, and children, dozens of them on horseback, up against paramilitary, militarized BLM, pointing live guns at them, telling them, don't cross the line or we'll shoot, to get on to his property that he's been on since the 1870s with his family. The feds simply declared and ran off the other 34 families that came on the same wagon train in the 1870s. They declared that they all just needed to leave and couldn't use the land anymore, put grazing fees on the land that the government had grabbed, the open range, impossible to pay. So Cliven didn't pay those since the 90s because he said he would have the state government levied it, but the feds had no jurisdiction, which I agree with, and he's had court cases on that. And the issue here is you've got 85% of some of those western states, actually Nevada's almost 90%, that's where he's based, that are federal. Another 5-6% is state. You're talking less than 5% that's privately owned. I mean, this isn't America. And then, oh, if you're the Chinese and want to come in and build solar farms, go ahead. Or you want to do whatever, that's fine. Or you want to come, you're a foreign company, fine. It's the shutdown of American industry. And we told you beef prices were going to increase. They're at record levels now because they're harassing farmers and ranchers across the country under Obama's rural council under Homeland Security that's designed to use environmental rules and fines and fees to shut down agriculture and, quote, rewild America under Agenda 21, the UN Cloward and Piven style plan to bankrupt this country. So that's why we stood with Cliven Bundy on the principle of what he's doing is right and trying to get people to be self-sufficient again. And so he joins us to give us updates on what happened since that historic situation, one of the only times the feds have backed down in the last 100 years. And it's because they knew what a PR disaster it'd be, shooting men on horseback, trying to go get their cattle that the feds had, who they were basically killing by not giving them any water, dehydration. So, Cliven Bundy, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to come on with you, and it's a privilege to talk to the American people one more time. You know, my question would be, America, the free, the land of the opportunity, where is that? Basically, we've lost that. If we have that anywhere, we got it on Bundy Ranch right now, and that's good news.
Well, you're right, and even Rick Perry's weighed in on the fact that the BLM is claiming tens of thousands of acres that is privately owned on the Oklahoma and Texas side of the Red River.
Well, yeah, they're not satisfied owning almost 90% of the state of Nevada and over 60% of the western states. They got to go back across the Mississippi River and monkey with we the people back there. What's wrong with them?
They just have an instinct to take over. They also have existential envy. They don't like people that run their own lives and are self-sufficient. A bureaucrat, a bean counter, is fundamentally sick at their stomach by people that are self-sufficient. You know, they call people like you, Clive, and wild, and they say that they need to get everybody domesticated.
Yeah, they call me a welfare rancher, and also, but you know, I work every day. My family works every day to produce edible commodity for we the people of America and we the people of the world. Now, what do? They just cause us trouble. They cause every industry trouble. What service is these bureaucracies and bureaucrats? What do they do for America? You know, we can have a government shutdown and we don't even miss them. I'm saying it's time that we better start cleaning this bureaucracy out, because they have the guns now. They have their armies, and that's what come after me and my friends and family was the bureaucracy army with guns, a military tactic, and they were basically out to kill, and that's the truth. That was what was happening here in southern Nevada at Bundy's Ranch.
Well, they also have Snopes that was started by Soros groups and White House-run groups lying and saying there's no connection to the Chinese government and their solar company and no connection to Harry Reid. Harry Reid's people got very upset. They even tried to get us off the radio in Vegas. That was unsuccessful. We're on live right now.
Why would Harry Reid want to get you off the radio, or why would Harry Reid want to get me off the land? If he wasn't making money, I guess is what it's all about. It definitely isn't his duty as a senator of the United States to shut your radio down or shut my ranch operation down. He has to have another motive, and it has to be with something to do with money. Well, who has all the money in the world? China must have most of it.
Exactly. Well, they think everybody's dumb, so they don't know that his son, it's been the Las Vegas Review-Journal, his son is on the board with the company, and no, the solar panels aren't going to be on your land, your open range land that you have allodial title to on record under state law in the U.S. Constitution. Under continuous use and being the first people there as stakeholders.
Well, what they want to do is, even if the solar panels are not on my land, what they want to do is use my land for mitigation.
I was about to say,
another endangered species.
Exactly. What they do is they play this game on these political check and fact check sites. They go, Alex Jones and Infowars.com claim that the Chinese government is going to build on Clive and Bundy's land. Well, A, it's not his land, because I know people don't understand the difference between land that you have a right to use, open range, versus what you completely own. And then they tell the second line. They go, no, the solar panels are 50 miles away. But in the documents on the BLM website, it says your land is set aside as the easement for them to be able to use that. So they play this game. The point is, your land's being taken as part of this deal, and it's in the newspaper 2 years ago, before this all started. It's on the BLM website till they took it down, but it's on the Google Wayback Machine. But they count on readers and viewers being dumb and then thinking we're making that up, Cliven.
I know that. And what's really happening here is they want some area of this Nevada desert to build a solar panel, and then they want to kill the tortoises on that area. Now, I say kill the tortoises on the desert, the native, and that's their native habitat. Now, in order to justify that kill, or what they call it, a take, they say, well, we're going to reserve some habitat over here on Bundy's Ranch for those tortoises. But really what's happening there is not only Bundy dude and his cattle do they want off that land, they want you off that land so you can't use it for recreation or hunting, fishing, or any other purpose. Drill a oil well or a water well, easement for a utility. They want to lock up and lock out, and that's not only what they want. They want policing power with unlimited power over this land. And not only Bundy's Ranch, they're using this tactic all over the western United States, and they're basically the western United States, but all over the United States. They want to lock up and lock out people off the land, and they want unlimited power. Policing power is what they're after.
Well, let me expand on that. This report is up on Infowars.com. It's out of the New York Times. Some of the news I haven't gotten to today, but I wanted to cover it with you. Obama pursuing climate accord in lieu of treaty and says he will act outside of Congress with the United Nations and will implement it through the executive branch. So I want to be clear, and that's red-linked on Drudge, and it should be red-linked on Drudge. In fact, we should do a whole article on Infowars.com. That is our government and Obama saying he gets authority from the United Nations. My first film about the West, America Destroyed by Design, is more important 18 years later than it was when I made it. Obama pushes for UN climate rules without Congress. I'm going to say that again. And those climate rules will shut down what's left. Only America and Europe have to do these rules. It will make everything that we've got left move to Europe. I mean, move out of Europe, move out of the U.S., and go south of the border or go to China or India. And it won't even help those people there. Climate money?
Yeah, there's a... you just can't understand how big this is when you get talking about the United Nations, U.N., I mean, you know, this environmental movement, it's basically Agenda 21, I guess you could say it, where they want to clear out all of the land from the people and give it back to nature, supposedly, and the animals. Well, that's not really what they want. Again, they want to take the vast areas, basically through the Midwest now. They want that corridor to go from Canada to Mexico, take out the central part of America, and basically eliminate people and construction, agriculture, everything. I mean, how silly can you be? What kind of human being would think that way? Why shouldn't we go in there and develop it, increase it, and better it for mankind, and multiply and replenish? I mean, isn't that what we're sort of commanded to do?
Clive and Mundy is our guest. Harry Reid famously said that anyone out there at the ranch, even peacefully demonstrating for the First Amendment, was a domestic terrorist. We forget that people were roughed up, beaten up, tasered, including your son on video, being nonviolent, by paramilitary land grabbers, BLM, people masquerading as federal agents. They're not even that. They're UN agents under UN Treaty UNESCO. And now all this is out in the open. That people got mad when they saw that. And the globalists should know, as they push, they're only going to create more opposition. Well, they know that. They want to start a civil war in this country. That's why it's important for the feds and others to be smart enough to not play along with this, but we've got to be smart enough as well. But what do you make of Harry Reid saying, A, you're a domestic terrorist, basically, and B, that there will be a judgment day, that there will be a response, very cryptically. Do you expect the empire of the Chi-Coms and Harry Reid and the land grabbers, the locust, do you expect the parasites to strike back?
Well, you know, Harry Reid didn't only say he was a domestic terrorist. He said we were violent domestic terrorists. That's their marking us pretty bad. In other words, we'd be somebody that was going to bomb the city or do something. I don't know what a violent domestic terrorist does. But definitely it's worse than just a domestic terrorist. And they didn't, Harry didn't just earmark Clive and Bundy. He marked all of those who stood, the thousands that stood with Clive and Bundy as violent domestic terrorists. And what that earmark of being a terrorist puts on us and puts throughout the American thinking, well, okay, now we got a terrorist in America, I guess we should get rid of him, and we can take and shoot him, we can bomb him, we can incarcerate him, we can do anything we want. I guess we could even cut his head off if that's what needs to be done. He is a terrorist towards the United States of America. And that's the title that Harry Reid put up on We the People here at Bundy's Ranch.
And by the way, we warned everyone when they passed the NDAA, when Obama signed that back in 2011, on the last day of the year at night on New Year's Eve, when he said he wouldn't sign it. Turned out his office wrote it, where they could secretly arrest and disappear Americans. Well, look, they can put on paper that they're allowed to barbecue children on the White House lawn. I'm not going along with it. I don't care what their globalist tin badge says. The fact that they've gone so far down the road to tyranny shows that they're completely illegitimate. Congress has a 6% to 7% approval rating, and the police they're trying to put in these armored vehicles are starting to wake up to what's happening. And so the feds are coming saying they're going to save us from the paramilitary police that they set up. I mean, I don't see any way the establishment's going to be able to win this, Cliven, unless they stage false flags and blame the Liberty Movement, and I don't think that'll even work as well. I mean, what does your gut tell you is going to happen in this country? Where do you see this country in 10 years?
Well, let me talk just a little bit more about what happened out here. Let's take my son, Dave, that they basically, he was taking pictures of them moving the cattle, not even in the area where they're getting it, but going to take pictures of the trucks that had the cattle in it. And they ganged up on him and their thugs with their high-powered Army military-type equipment. And they crushed his head into the gravel and arrested him and hauled him off and took him and put him in their jails, interrogated him. And after 2 days, they turned him out on the street, just like a thug would probably take somebody that they're going to rape, and they use her up or whatever, and then they just turn her out on the street. That's the way they treated my son. And you know, why would a human being or a government act that way? The only thing they can be doing is trying to tell we the people that they have unlimited power and authority, and they can do any damn thing they want, and we better not resist or say anything about it.
That's the attitude. Cliven Bundy is our guest. It's called being dishonorable, and people think that's tough nowadays to act like a thug. But we'll be back with Cliven Bundy. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
We're back live. Clive and Bundy is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll go right to your calls when we start the next hour. Matthew, Michael, Jeremy, Matt, just everybody that's patiently holding, we'll go right to you. But we do have that clip, in case you're a new listener in Dallas, of Senator Harry Reid a few months ago saying the people out there at the Bundy Ranch, most of them demonstrating for the First Amendment, because the feds were saying basically in half the county, you couldn't even stand on the sidewalk with a sign. They would come up and assault you, that was terrorism. And they got video of one guy aiming his AR-15 down over the overpass towards the feds, which I think was stupid and very provocative. And then they imply everyone's a terrorist because of that. What about the police aiming their 223s at my reporters in broad daylight, who they even knew by name day after day in Ferguson? Is that terrorism? Let's go to that clip of Harry Reid. Here it is.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
That was a Las Vegas Review-Journal video. So there you go. All of this is for the American people, and that's admitted. And so they claim the rendition, the torture, the NDAA, the checkpoints, the NSA was all for al-Qaeda, which is now known as IS, and our government gave weapons to, and is now fighting again. Because it's not our government. It's criminal special interest at every level who are robbing the country seven ways to Sunday. There are secret death panels for veterans where they have operable cancers with 95% success rates, and they just don't give them the surgery, and they die. And then the whore media spins that when the alternative media breaks it. It's going on nationwide as mistakes were made. No. The government and criminal interests have gotten away with bloody murder. And somebody finally stood up to them, and the controlled media acted like we were devils for daring to know the law and what had happened out there. Final comments, Clive and Bunny, in the 2 minutes we've got left, sir.
Well, you know, the question is, who is the criminals here? Was it the federal bureaucracy that pointed the guns to we the people, or was it we the people who standing up for our liberty and freedoms and our agency, our constitution, our state sovereignty? Was we wrong, or were they wrong? Where in this constitution, where in this government does it allow an army to come against we the people? And where would a senator, I say, you brought your army here, How could you justify bringing a military army against we the people? And you know, I made the statement this will never happen in America again, and yet we see it sort of repeating itself across the country. I don't know when we're going to stop it. We're going to have to stand up for our state sovereignty. Our local sheriff's got to wake up, and we the people. Hey, it's our fault. We have allowed this to happen. We got to stop it now.
Well, don't forget, Judge Head in Lubbock 2 years ago said they needed armored vehicles to fight a UN takeover. I'm not even so much against the locals if they're patriots having things to defend the population from drug cartels or whatever. I'm against federal armaments against the people. That's unconstitutional. Here it is out of the Desert News. Representative Stewart seeking to demilitarize federal regulatory agencies. The congressman from Utah says he wants to demilitarize the feds. That's more like it. And that's what's coming out of this from Chris Stewart, Republican.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Do
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Takes credit. Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Privileged TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.